Merry Christmas. How are you? Today we celebrate, of course, the Feast of the Holy Family. And it's appropriate, I always say every year, that we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family right after Christmas when we've spent time with our family. And it's always like, oh, that's nice. Let's talk about the Holy Family now and how perfect they are and how imperfect we are. It's like, nice. But I think it's the opposite. That even in the Holy Family, there was problems, wasn't there? There wasn't sin, but there was problems. There was a problem today when you hear it. Jesus was 12 years old. He was still a kid. And they lost him for 3 days because they left and didn't even think he was. Nowadays, you'd be arrested, wouldn't you? You know, you left him for 3 days. You didn't know where he was at. You just thought he was with somebody else. Oh, yeah. And then when they find him, he said, you know, she said, Mary says, excuse me, we've been looking for you. We have been filled with anxiety. And instead of saying, oh, sorry, Mom, I shouldn't have done that, what are you looking at me for? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? And then it says, they did not understand. So if you ever have kids and you don't understand, Mary and Joseph didn't understand Jesus. So it gives us hope. And with the problems in our families, and, you know, if we have any problems, there's a few of you that have perfect families, praise God. But the reality, the rest of us have families that every once in a while there's a struggle. And sometimes at holidays, it comes forward. My family, we had no struggles. I was unbelievably blessed this Christmas. I thought, is everything okay? Or no one's fighting? Everything's okay? I had a few drinks that helped. But the reality was, but it was a good time. But when we do have problems in our families, and we all do, it's just reality. What do? To bring peace, to bring Christ, to reflect the Holy Family in our lives. And I think there's three things. The first thing we got to do is pray. The second thing we got to do is love. And the third thing we got to do is forgive. First of all, when we pray, when there's people that drive us the wrong way, and that can't only have to be your home family, it can be your church family. I, as your father, drive you crazy sometimes, don't I? Yes, you drive me crazy sometimes too, let me tell you. It's a two-way street. And so when we drive each other crazy, what do? We can get mad and leave. That's one way. It's not a good way. Or we can sit there and we can offer up what the person did to us. Let's say your husband said something to you smart on Christmas Eve. And you say, Jesus, I take what they say for me, to me, and I offer it up for their salvation. And when you offer it up for their salvation, then what was bad turns into good. It becomes an act of salvation to somebody else. So if your kids, they hurt you, they said something to you, rah, rah, rah. Well, you need to sit there, Lord, I take what they did and that hurt they just caused me, and I offer it up for their salvation. So you're always now turning good from bad into good. And you do that by your prayer. Lord, take this for their good. Wow, the grace that can come along with that. Not just for us, for your family, for people that hurt us. We turn it into good by praying for them and asking the hurt they caused us to be for their benefit. You know, the devil will stop throwing things at you real fast if every time you're going to turn it into good. Trust me. The second thing we got to do is we have to love our family, and we love them as they are, not as we want them to be. You know, years ago, I've talked about it many times, but in the movie A River Runs Through It, you know, there was a kid, one of his sons, he was a pastor, and he had two sons. One of his sons was a bad son, Brad Pitt. And he goes and ends up dying because of the stupidity of the way he was. And at the funeral mass, the preacher is sitting there saying, you know, or maybe it was after the funeral mass, he says, you know, I've come to understand as I get older that you do not have to completely understand to completely love. Joseph and Mary did not completely understand Jesus. They couldn't. He was God. But they completely loved him. You don't have to completely understand your spouse or your children or your pastor, but you have to completely love. And when we completely love, that means we accept them as they are and pray for them to be where God wants them to be. And that's a process, huh? Nobody came out of your mother's womb running. You came out slobbering all over, crapping and peeing and doing all that stuff, burping. That's what. And then after time, you start kneeling, and after time, you start rolling around, and then you started to walk, and you fell, and you kept going, right? Well, so all of us in the spiritual life and in life, it's a process. And we're in different processes, parts of that process. Sometimes we fall, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're wonderful, sometimes we're not. But we love people as they are, for who they are, and we pray for them to continue to get better. But that means when you do that, you have to accept them, warts and all. That's just the way it is. That's the way God has loved you your whole life. And let me give you a hint. You have some warts. Everybody here. And yet there is not one moment in your life that God has stopped loving you. Never. So must we be that instrument of love to each other, especially in our family. The third thing we got to do is we pray for them, we love them, and we have to have a lot of forgiveness. Because everyone in your family, as I've said before, and you know, we will hurt each other, and we will just be that way. Most of us, we don't do it on purpose. It's just the way things are. And so when people have hurt you in your family, you need to forgive them. You know, again, a couple of weeks ago, a guy came to me and he says, I will never forgive my brother, Father. And I said, no, enjoy hell. I don't care if you go to daily mass. You do your holy hour every day. You're going to hell if you haven't forgiven your brother. How dare you, Father? Oh, please. That's just the reality. I promise you, if there's anyone in your life you haven't forgiven, you'll enjoy eternal damnation. That's not said for anything else except for truth. God says it. Forgive us as we forgive. And so in our families, there should never be a time where you ever cut off anyone in your family for any reason, period. You never sit there and say, I'll never talk to my father again. I'll never talk to my brother again. I'll never talk to my sister again. I'll never talk to my parents again. Don't you ever do that. Because God doesn't do that to you. So it doesn't mean if you've been abused, you let people continue to abuse you, but it does mean you make that act of the will, as we've talked about 1,000 times here. God, I forgive them and I ask you to forgive them. And then you're free. You know, we all get hurt most by family, correct? Because they're the ones we love the most and they're the ones that love us. And when they see us in our humanity and all of us in all our imperfections, did Jesus hurt Mary and Joseph today? Yes. Not on purpose. But they were hurt. They were looking for him. And he didn't seem to care. And yet, mercy, even in the Holy Family. So mercy needs to be in our families. And when we do that, we become an instrument of God. So today, as we celebrate the family, we celebrate the goodness of the family, that we're most loved in the family, and we celebrate even the imperfections of our own families. And we deal with all the stuff we deal with in our families using three things: prayer, love, and forgiveness. And the more we use prayer, love, and forgiveness, the more we'll become like that holy family. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.